This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Welcome back in, Dirt and Spray. Hour number three. No Dirt, no Spray. They'll be back on Friday. But it's me, Joe Fisher III, and Rashad Taylor.
Shout out to y'all, man, because this is early. It's only 8 a.m.
Yeah, it is early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're here.
That's crazy.
We're in the spot for at least a few more years.
Whew. Oh, is that foreshadowing something? You know something?
No, I mean, we all signed our deals, so we're not going anywhere.
Do you have an agent?
No. Oh. Who wants 10% of this?
You don't
What do you get? I mean, it depends on what that is.
Don't have, what do they call it? Not on call. What's the word for on retainer?
No. No.
You? With this, your hop stuff, pilots. I mean, that's a lot of contracts you got to work through.
Well, there's a lot of paperwork.
You just have lady swag, dude.
Getting paid.
Look this over.
No, I'm the one that does the fine print looking over.
Well, there's going to be definitely some contracts that are not being renewed or being ripped up on Monday, because it is Black Monday of the NFL season coming up. It is the day where the coaches are getting fired left and right. We already have had some coaches fired this season.
Yeah, I thought the big ones already happened.
Buddy, there might be a big one on the horizon. I actually just got a little notification.
Oh, a big one?
Oh, a big one.
Ah.
A girthy one. A fat one. A fat
big
firing, 10 inches and
all
girthy.
Right. Easy.
I mean, how are we feeling about Pete Carroll? I feel like that was maybe
that
like...
It's a mess. The Raiders, you never know what's going on with Mark Davis anyway. They let Chip Kelly go. It's a total dumpster fire. So who knows?
I feel like they're going to just be like, all right, this whole Seahawks 2.0 experiment... yeah, we're done.
It's been a disaster. Like, major coordinator changes, porous defense, like a locker room that seems to have just given up, you know, all the way on you. Like,
but I mean, what's the average lifespan of a Raiders head coach
a year,
about
a year?
The Mark Davis era, a year and a half.
Didn't he hire his son to coach the offensive line, and he has never coached an offensive line? Ever.
Sounds like 120 pounds.
Soaking wet. Yeah.
That would be one of the least shocking things.
Another one is Kevin Stefanski with Cleveland.
I think he wants to be fired, quite frankly.
I think he's sabotaged himself.
Stop this.
Come on, man. Like, listen, we don't got to go into it all the way, but yes, listen, he doesn't want to play himself.
He doesn't want to resign. He doesn't want to forfeit what's left on his contract, but if yeah.
Yeah, he sabotaged himself because, checks notes, he didn't play Shador Sanders earlier. Oh, no.
It's not that he didn't play Shador. It has nothing
to do
with
He didn't have any quarterback
yeah,
to play.
Yeah, it's not that he didn't play Shador. It's like he could, we're not going to even go into that. It's Kevin Stefanski probably should be
fired. He wants to be set free.
Doesn't want to be there.
I look at that situation. Cleveland, if you want to do that, go ahead.
He'd be offered
good luck finding
top pay for
a better
an
head
OC
coach.
In 20 seconds after that. If he wants another head coaching gig, then he's not going to get the pick of the litter. But if he wanted to go spend 2 or 3 years as an OC again, be a top paid OC, and then set up his next head coaching gig, he'd get hired by somebody in no time.
Some guys aren't head coaches. Some guys just are better suited as OCs or DCs.
I don't know that he's not a head coach.
I mean, Cleveland has literally had some of their best seasons over the last 25 years.
I think what he did with the nonsense of ownership and the Deshaun Watson crap and all
that wasn't his fault.
No, the Deshaun Watson thing wasn't his fault.
Yeah, that part's not.
So I think he navigated it pretty well. The defense that they created, the fact that they won as many games without ever really having a quarterback for the last three, 4 seasons.
I mean, 11-5 in his first year, 11-6. That was the Joe Flacco year. Yeah. I mean, if you look,
he just needs to go somewhere can let the Cleveland stink get off of him.
And having a Myles Garrett on that defense definitely kind of helps you out a little bit.
The Browns haven't won 11 games since 1994 when Bill Belichick was the coach.
Yes. I think he's got plenty of qualities. He's just been in a dysfunctional environment. He needs to go somewhere that's buttoned up. Maybe if he pops free and Harbaugh's fighting for dear life, you could see the Ravens saying, okay, come see what you can do with this group.
I think that could be a great fit.
And
this one I'm calling. This one I think it needs to happen. Jonathan Gannon with the Cardinals. What are we doing
again? I don't take the Cardinals seriously. I don't know what they're doing.
They have shown no signs of improvement over the last 3 years. I mean, that is one where they're going to be drafting probably with what, like the third, fourth, fifth pick, something like that. I don't know. Your quarterback options are going to be very, very limited at the top of the draft. You need to start fresh. I think completely clean slate there in Arizona, which may be one of those that it's like, all right, well, then you're going to hire a coach. Is that stepping into just an absolute dumpster fire in that organization? So what do you expect him to do? But I don't think Jonathan Gannon's the answer at all. Didn't he punch one of his players on the sideline earlier this year? The running back who dropped the ball.
Pushed him a little bit.
He gave him like a
little shove.
A chop to the kidneys or something like that on the sideline. Like,
I don't know. Again, another organization I don't take seriously.
That's in the dumpster.
So if they want to fire a coach, I'll shrug my shoulders. That's what's the big one you are? I still haven't heard a big one yet.
This is something that popped up on the feed here that the future for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh is not as clear as some people would say.
Well, we've been hearing that but again, that comes down to that's ownership and Tomlin sitting in a room after whatever happens this season happens. And it's up to the two of them. It's not even, they don't care about any public chatter, whatever the rumor mill goes, that they don't fire coaches. So
you talking about it being a mistake to fire Stefanski in Cleveland, letting go of Mike Tomlin would be asinine. I mean, it's, you don't often hear about coaches not in the NFL, at least NBA all the time. You don't often hear about coaches in the NFL with winning records that get fired.
All right, let me read something for you. 2011, lost in wild card. 2012, missed playoffs. 2013, missed playoffs. 2014, lost in wild card. 2015, lost in divisional. 2016, lost AFC championship. Lost in divisional. 2018, missed playoffs. 2019, missed playoffs. 2020, lost in wild card. 2021, lost in wild card. 2022, missed playoffs. 2023, lost in wild card. 2024, lost in wild card. He is 3-3. what is that, 3-12 in the playoffs, basically since their Super Bowl when he was handed Bill Cowher's team.
Well, again, but
look, the point is he sucks in the postseason.
The Steelers don't fire coaches.
Yeah, they don't fire coaches.
I get it. Maybe they should. I mean, the last 15 years has been a lot of, hey, pretty good job. And that's it.
Well, the question is,
are the Steelers franchise that has won 6 Super Bowls and hangs their hat on being one of the best franchises or being pretty good franchise? I'm sorry.
Not as of late to be a great franchise. All I'm saying is to get to the playoffs every single year, to be in that mix every single year, to know that I've never had less than a 500 season. Here's the bad part about Mike Tomlin.
That's a Cowboys mentality right there. 8-8
can't be. They're actually making the playoffs. So it can't be a Cowboys mentality.
Well, Cowboys went 12-5 and 12-5 and 12-5 with Mike McCarthy. Still,
and haven't been to a championship game. And that's Mike McCarthy. You're talking about somebody that every year consistently for 20 years, whatever it is, has been bare minimum. At the worst, he's been 500.
3-9 since the Super Bowl season.
That's insane. Name another coach that you can say that's not Bill Belichick or that's not Andy Reid that you say, at worst, they're 500.
How many teams have played 12 playoff games?
Not a lot. Not
a lot. Patriots and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Probably the Bills.
49ers.
The list is short. And so Mike Tomlin is one of the reasons they're
Packers,
still on that list.
Maybe.
The question becomes is, okay, what are we – the goals are to start getting further, getting to AFC championships, getting back to the Super Bowl. So what the Rooneys have to assess with Mike Tomlin in that old 70s wood-paneled office of the Rooneys, is Mike Tomlin part of the solution moving forward in the modern NFL to – help find and groom a quarterback that's going to be there for 5 to 10 years, and how we put an offense together to support the defense that's been consistent throughout.
If
they don't think they can do it, or they cannot get on the same page
of
how to do it, then the Rooneys and Tomlin will figure out how to part amicably at that point. They won't flat out fire him.
Well, they haven't done that for the last few years now, so I don't know what would lead me to believe that they're going to figure that out. And if the Steelers, you know, want to care about participation trophies versus Lombardi trophies now, then, you know, go for it. By all means, stay. Keep Mike Tomlin.
It's like having a girlfriend that you love, but you're ready to kind of part ways with. But you know, when you do part ways with her, somebody that you don't like is going to pick her up. And it's not going to be your girl no more. And then you're going to be sad, like, what did we do? And watch them flourish with somebody else. That's essentially what's going to happen. Because as soon as Mike Tomlin is fired, please believe there's going to be a list of suitors at the door like, hey, we'll take you.
Oh, hey, and you'll see the Facebook, the IG post for the first 6 months, and it will look like everything's great until you see that they have 3 kids within 2 years, and then they're getting a divorce after the third year, and actually their life is much, much worse.
Here's the question, though, for the Steelers. Who you got that's coming in that can do, you know. Maybe the Ravens and the Steelers just do a head coaching swap.
How silly are the Steelers going to look when their next coach goes 4-15?
Exactly.
Four
but
and
if
four
you
and
come
18,
in and
four
you
whatever.
Flop because you try to reinvent things there and it doesn't work, it's not as simple as it's just time to go. It's not that simple there.
I just think that an organization like the Steelers, who literally has the most Super Bowls more than any other team in the NFL, besides the hat that Rashad is wearing, is just okay with 9-8. And 9-8.
9-8 can get you there.
Getting to the wild card and not giving, like, okay, they can make the playoffs again. 9-8 again.
Okay.
9-8 again this
year.
Who
are you going to get to replace him that you feel 100% confident that it's... That's what you have to be. Who's better than Tomlin that you can get?
I hear you, but did anybody see Liam Cohen doing what he's doing this year? Did anybody see what D'Amico Ryans was going to do when he got?
Okay,
I mean, like,
that's
There's a lot of guys.
That next guy, and you have to make sure that you got him lined up, ready to go.
No one knows, but also that's what the hiring process. Did anybody see what Mike McDonald was going to do? over in Seattle. That's what I'm saying. Like,
there
you
was
don't
a
know,
lot of hype around McDonald's.
There was a lot of hype around
D'Amico
Ryan.
Commodity.
You know, there's a lot of hype around both of those. There was a lot of hype around Mike Tomlin when he took the job initially. It was like he was the guy. So I understand, but again, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna be single, but be single for what now out here in these streets?
I mean, LaFleur, I mean, they took a chance on him. Dan Campbell, everybody thought that was gonna be a joke. I mean, just to say that, like, well, I mean, it's Mike Tomlin, and there's nobody else that can do a good job.
Not saying that.
You know, there's, like, who's it going to be? It's like, well, I mean, all these teams made hires at some point where they took a risk on an unknown.
And I understand everything you're saying. I know we have to break, but what I'm saying is it's hard to crap on a guy who's been consistently winning for as long as he has. Like, I understand, but to never have a losing season has to mean something. Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
It does. It means you're doing a pretty good job. But do you want to do a great job? That's all I'm asking. So keep an eye on the Steelers, because that popped up a little bit ago. We got to go. There were some other Black Friday or Black Monday things as well. Like, apparently, like, Mike McDaniels in Miami, the Browns are interested in bringing him over. You know, so a couple of things.
I'm hearing some Zach Taylor chatter. Like, probably not, but potentially.
Over in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they've kind of been, you know, a little bit tired of him for a couple seasons. I think the Super Bowl just bought him a few more, Super Bowl appearance bought him a couple more years. So we shall see Monday. We shall see. Take a quick break. Let's get to some contract incentives. How guys can make a couple extra bucks in Week 18. We do that next here, Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday edition on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, I was going to do NFL contract incentives. We might get to that, but I want to keep this Black Monday conversation going, because we're getting a few texts, and there's a few other names out there. I mean, someone texted in, as a Bucks fan, can Bowles please be fired? Even if they make the playoffs, the Bucks have so much more talent than the rest of the conference. He might have meant division, but I mean, they should have clinched the division a month ago, and that comes from Spokane Jeff. I agree with you. I feel like before the season started, there was a lot of people that were banging the drum about the Bucks being a Super Bowl dark horse contender. And that the way that they have finished this season on the field has been abysmal. And the way that Todd Bowles seemingly week in, week out is throwing someone or a unit, or whether it's defense or the second, he seemingly
no accountability
is fed up. Like he is tired of this team. And I think he might be just trying, he kind of might be like what we were saying with Stefanski, where it's like, he might just want to be done with this team.
Which is weird, because
you know what? I'll just go DC somewhere. I'm fine with this.
Because didn't he just sign like an extension at the beginning of the season?
I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. Let's see here.
Like, and so I assume if he did sign,
before the season, 3-year contract.
So I would assume that would include some type of hefty buyout if you're the Bucks at this point. So you might be stuck with Todd Bowles for another year. Unless he does some Sharon Moore type stuff or anything like that. But other than that, you might be kind of stuck with him for right now, because I don't know if you want to pay that much money for two head coaches.
Well, and maybe they...
Or you take somebody from the interim at this point.
Or maybe, you just hope that this season is over with, you flush it, and then come back next year, bring back Baker, maybe Mike Evans has one more go at it. You get year two of Emeka Egbuka. You get a full year, healthy year out of Bucky Irving again. I feel like that running back room is actually pretty solid with Sean Tucker and Rashad White. And, you know, got as the texture brought up, you got talent on that roster. Defense probably needs to get improved in the secondary a little bit. But I would say that the Bucks, if they lose this game on Sunday to the Panthers, is that on Saturday? The Bucks? Yeah. Okay. Yes, Saturday, Bucks, Panthers. If you lose that game, even going into the playoffs, like how confident are you feeling about this team if you're the Bucks going into the playoffs? I think at this point, like they're kind of like they're just like, you know what, I'm good with this season. Let's call it good. Let's lose this game and let's just wrap this up so that way we can look to next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard to fire a coach who made the playoffs after signing an extension and all type of stuff. So, yeah, even if they do make it, you might be stuck with Todd Bowles for just a little while longer. But again, there were some injuries this year. They lost Mike Evans for most of the season, and he was able to come back and stuff. So there was a lot that kind of went into them. I think Bucky Irving was out for a good portion of the season. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of things working against. The defense was banged up. There were a lot of things working against Todd Bowles and this Buccaneers team. So I do think with some health and a little more time, they could be really good, because I think we all saw how good the Buccaneers could be around week 8 or week 9 of the season. We were all kind of like, I like Baker Mayfield. I like this team. I see what they can do. And then the wheels just kind of fell off.
Yeah. And I mentioned it before we went to break, the whole Mike McDaniel aspect. I mean, there's reports saying that if the Dolphins let Mike McDaniel go, then the Browns are like waiting in the wings, like ready to pounce and 100%. Hire him. I think Mike McDaniels is a great offensive mind. I think that he's a great head coach. I mean, he played football. It's not like he's just like a dude behind the scenes that was like he played college ball. He knows the game really well. He's from the Shanahan tree. So I would love to see him get another chance with another team. With the Dolphins, yeah, it's just like, you know, you're going to let Tua go after this year. What are you going to do as far as quarterback goes? Find a journeyman. You're going to rock with Quinn Ewers to start next year, and then you're going to bring in a new coach to try and make that work. There are some teams that are in some kind of crappy positions as far as like...
I agree.
Okay, you can fire your coach, but I don't know what you're expecting. I mean, hell, with the NFL, we saw some coaches get hired first year and have some success, right? You saw Vrabel. Granted, it wasn't his first year as a head coach, but first year with a new team completely turned the Patriots around. You saw the Jags, you bring in Liam Cohen, great first year. D'Amico Ryans a couple of years ago, first year, turn that Texans franchise around. It helps when you get C.J. Stroud and you get a franchise quarterback in the draft. But that's the problem, is that there's going to be a couple quarterbacks in this first round. Fernando Mendoza, maybe Dante Moore, maybe Ty Simpson, that will be getting drafted in the first. Ty Simpson, he might be in the second round. these teams that are at the top of the draft that need a quarterback, Raiders, Jets, Cardinals. I mean, do they really believe Dart is their guy and they're going to roll with him next year and they're going to find a coach that's going to be.
Might as well roll
with it for another year.
You should have Scott White hopes.
You should have Cam Scatabo back.
He's a new head coach.
Neighbors should be back by the time the season starts. His ACL was pretty early in the season, so
see what a new coach can do. And then if that doesn't do it, then next year's quarterback class appears to be more enticing.
Yeah, I'm just I wonder like who. I mean, Tomlin, that would be very surprising. I wonder if there is a team that is just on the verge of the playoffs or maybe making the playoffs that's in the wild card round that could be on the chopping block as well. I feel like
Wild card is always Sean McVay flirting with retiring and going into TV if Matthew Stafford's had enough. And he's like, that's the one where it gets wild and crazy because Kroenke's got as much money as any owner, so they could put it back together. They obviously won't fire him, but McVay has flirted with, you know, comments about moving on to something else.
I think one of those teams for me is the Falcons. You know,
I think they should fire Raheem
Morris. Raheem Morrison, as much as I like him,
I don't think they're going to, but I think they should.
I think they definitely should. I think they need an offensive minded guy to really help out this, you know, Michael Penix Jr. and this
that's one where if I brought in Stefanski as my offensive coordinator,
yeah,
I think that'd be great with that offensive unit.
I like what Raheem does overall, setting a tone, holding guys accountable, that sort of stuff.
I just think he has some terrible in game decisions.
I think having Stefanski there, who's been a head coach and had to make it, if their egos can work together and they can talk that stuff out ahead of time and have a game plan going in, I think that's how you can help it that way.
I'm with you on the offensive-minded head coach. Like, you have Michael Penix, who you're trying to get the most out. I mean, you took him, what was it, 9th overall?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Top 10.
You've got potentially, arguably, the best running back in the NFL. You're trying to still unlock Kyle Pitts. You got Drake London. I mean, offensively, you have the pieces. This is where it's like almost similar to the Bears. It's like you have invested a lot on that side of the ball.
Yes, sir.
That you need to get the most out of that and find a guy who's going to be able to do that. I don't know what coordinators, OCs that are out there right now that have been getting kind of pub as far as like, hey, this guy might be getting a look at a head coaching position, this offensive coordinator here. I feel like maybe I've heard one.
Well, a lot of them got jobs last year. Cohen did. Ben Johnson did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who necessarily is the next hot name yet.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the top offenses in the league, you know, I just don't know where you're going.
Because a lot of those head coaches were play callers. Mike McDonald, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Ben Johnson. Yeah. I think Cohen was calling the plays for the Jags. So how many OCs out there are actually the main play callers for their teams of top offenses?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Kubiak is for the Seahawks.
I'm curious to see, obviously, some of these bad teams that are going to be firing their coaches, but also if there is an unexpected.
And is anybody, like Josh McDaniels is back with the Patriots. Is anybody going to, he's flopped twice as a head coach. So yeah, I think that ship is
not a head guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, is he getting fired?
I mean,
it's the Jets.
I was gonna say. I mean, yeah, that's a great point. It's like
your
they
boy
could fire
Woody's
him just
the wild card. So
I just think that he was dealt a crap hand this year with Justin Fields as your quarterback, and then their secondary is terrible. And
whoever comes in,
Garrett Wilson getting injured,
it sucks. This is the one job in the NFL that I think more than the Browns. Like this is a crappy position to be in to be the Jets head coach. Number one, you have to play in New York. Number two, you have to try to figure out how to get this floundering franchise back into the water and swimming upstream. Like, so I don't know what's happening right now.
Yep. Black Monday coming up, day after the final games of the regular season. Do we care about conference bowl records?
Nope. Well, not anymore.
Let's get to that next year. Let's get your thoughts out there as well. 503-864-6326. Chime in. Talk some bowl game action here next on Dirt and Sports. See, on a mission trying to find Mr.
Warren G. Seen a couple. Where'd your boy go?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Doing some.
That's going to be how it's like in most offices today.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Who's ever in?
I can already imagine just somebody just slacking off. Exactly. Not doing anything they're supposed to do.
We're doing a show still?
You didn't know? Oh, yeah. Where'd you go?
We got another hour and 20-plus minutes here.
How about that?
Focus. Pay attention.
You know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. You guys got it from here.
I'm done.
All right. Well, we got it from here.
I'm starting to drink.
Dirt Sprague with Swag and Shod.
Is anybody drinking yet? That would probably be a problem.
Look,
I would hope you're
talking.
If
something were available in the building, I ain't turning it down right now.
Well, we do have a kegerator. If you want a nice pigtail pilsner from Great Notion, we do have that. No. Had some last night. Still,
no. Yeah.
Still carbonated. Still
but
great.
If you want to freshen up the coffee, let's go.
Oh yeah, put some Bailey's in there.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. What we're gonna get to here? I asked you guys going into the break. Do we care about conference bowl records at all?
No.
Well, it seems like all of a sudden we do. Not us in this room.
Who claims that they care?
I mean, there's a lot of, like on ESPN, they're showing the conference bowl records. There's people.
Well, that's because it's sponsored. There's a trophy that's sponsored. That's just a sponsor thing.
There is?
Mean, yeah.
Goes to show how much we care.
That. Yeah, really?
There's a trophy that's given out to somebody, the conference. I don't know what it is, but there's a sponsor that goes with it, which is the only reason why they're doing it.
I've said this opinion on air in different capacities. Conference pride, I have none of it. Being able to, this has been the case even when the Ducks were in the Pac-12, with them being in the Big Ten. If you are, it's a FIBU. F everybody but us. It is, I care about what the Oregon Ducks do. If Oregon Ducks win their games, why do I care about what's happening with the rest of the conference? And I know this is what's happening with Texas Tech, you know, hypocritically, is that we look at the Big 12 and we're like, well, their conference isn't that good. And look at the schedule. Well, again, Texas Tech, they won every single game but one. And not only did they do that, they dominated basically every game, won every single game by like 20 plus points. So not only, oh, well, they played in the Big 12. It's like, yeah, but they dominated the Big 12 this year. It wasn't like they eerily escaped and they had like a TCU-esque season where when TCU went to the national championship that year, they had like 6-7 games that were one possession games that year. That's not the case with Texas Tech this year. Not only did they take care of business and winning the games in front of them,
blowouts.
They won all of them by 2 to 3 possessions. Like that, they handled their business. Last night, USC loses in their bowl game. Which is hilarious because USC and all their fans and Matt Leinart goes on Twitter and says, honestly, we don't care.
I'm sure you don't now.
I'm like, well, honestly, Matt, we see that you guys don't care. We've been seeing that on the field the last few years that USC doesn't care. So you don't have to share that. But then Tennessee loses to Illinois in the I believe it was the Music City Bowl last night. And now people are using that as a way to discredit Alabama, Georgia, saying that Tennessee, they haven't beaten an FBS team with a record above 500 all year long. And I'm like, these are bowl games. Like, when are we supposed to care and not care about bowl games and the team's performance and the conference and how they're doing? Because to me, I do not care about conference affiliation and conference pride and saying, well, the Big Ten, their conference record, they're undefeated in conference play this year, or, well, USC lost. Oh, no, so the Big Ten isn't as good. Someone, I think, on the text line or on the YouTube chat even said, oh, well, there goes Oregon's best win of the year against USC last night. And I'm like,
none of that matters.
It does. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
they're already in. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, and what are we talking about?
The matter now is winning three more.
So I just... Clearly, in this room, we do not care, but it seems like just last night, out of nowhere, pundits, people, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, wherever you went, started throwing out the, well, oh, look at Tennessee, another loss. Oh, look at USC. There goes Oregon's best. Again, it's just like, no, are we supposed to care about this? Because I'm pretty sure we universally, at the beginning of every bowl season, say none of this actually matters.
Yeah, we used to talk about this before, and I know you were kind of on the side of like, I don't care about conference wins. I don't care about conference competition.
I am not a Big Ten fan. I am an Oregon Ducks fan.
For me, it was like I grew up in the Pac-10 or Pac-12.
Pac-10, so Pac-12, yes.
You're talking
there
about
was pride there because we were constantly an afterthought,
and overlooked,
bias, and all that sort of crap. But
all
now,
the time,
I'm not gonna lie. Matter. Even I just cared about Oregon, like just. Run the table in the conference, dominate, and if you do that, then you'll get national respect.
The reason I did is because it was almost kind of looked at like Oregon was Texas Tech now. Or
that's
TCU
what I'm saying.
Back then.
Yeah.
That was the kind of the thought process behind everything. So
that was everything. The only team that got national respect back in the Pac-10, Pac-12 days was USC.
Was USC. And
that was it.
And so, like, yeah, and so to watch, like, Washington go and play Florida and beat them.
Oh, when they went down to Miami and kicked the crap out of the Canes?
It's like, okay, great, because that makes it look like the Pac-12.
The Huskies make your blood boil here in the rivalry.
Yes.
You took some pride in that.
You held it down for the conference that everybody keeps saying is soft and everybody keeps saying is just pass heavy or quarterback heavy, where they're not super tough. So in the Big Ten, honestly, we're still new here. Like, if you're an Oregon Duck fan, like, if you're a USC fan, this is uncharted territory to be in this conference. So I don't feel any pride from the Pac-12 or from the Big Ten because I don't know these teams like that. Like, I know the history, but I don't have any big history with Michigan or Ohio State like that.
Yeah, until we have some, you know, 104-year-old trophy relic thing to play for, like the rest of the Big Ten, like the old Oaken Bucket and Paul Bunyan's axe and all that stuff, I don't know that we'll be ever truly ingratiated into the Big Ten. And there's always questions, will the conferences stay together in their current form? Will college football stay together in its current form long enough to start to develop those traditions?
Well, I'd like to ask, like, Oregon fans out there, like, seeing Illinois beat Tennessee last night, where you're like, hell yeah, go Big Ten. Nah. Seeing USC lose last night to TCU, which, by the way, don't ever have a lead against TCU in the Alamo Bowl. Just... you know, disclaimer to any team out there, because that is now the third comeback TCU has had in the Alamo Bowl over the last like 10 years. I'm not going to say what the first one is. I think we all know. But I mean, seeing USC lose last night, you were like, damn it. I was, that doesn't make the Big Ten look good.
Unless it messed up my parlay, then absolutely not.
Because to me, I am in the camp, and I'll say it again, say it one last time, is that if you are in a conference that is looked as less than, not as good as then, as the other ones, if you dominate everybody in it, a la Texas Tech this year, a la USC in the Pac-10 days, Oregon in the Pac-12 days, then why should I care what the other teams are doing?
I don't. We don't.
And that should that's even more so for bowl season. With transfer, coaches leaving, players sitting out, not playing. I mean, throw the records out at that point and what happened in the regular season. Take a quick break. Let's do the top stories of 2025. Let's finish the list because we got packed hour number four. Talk some Blazers. Got Eric Gunderson, Blazer Banter on. Statter story will be happening at 9:30 or 9:45. One of the two, either way. But let's go to the final top stories of 2025. We do that next here on Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Wrapping up hour number three here, Dirt and Sprague, with the final parts of my list of the top sports moments of 2025. Swag waving the finger at me. I'm getting there. I'm going. We'll get to Gundy in the final hour. We'll get some Blazers talking. But we start with number five. We got five through one to finish off the list. But first, let's recap. Let's recap the list. 15, Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement to try and save the Colts season. 14, the Four Nations face-off was absolutely awesome. Number 13, Ovechkin sets the NHL goal record. Number 12, the Chiefs dynasty over as we know it. And number 11, Mark Sanchez stabbed, arrested, charged, and fired. Number 10, Cal Raleigh season, Mariners reaching the ALCS. Number 9, Eagles dominating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Number 8, Ohio State dominates Oregon on the way to their first 12-team playoff championship. Number 7, not the Thunder winning the finals, but Tyrese Halliburton, his playoff run and the championship run. That never was. And then number 6, Dodgers Blue Jays Game 7, and really the entire World Series was just epic.
Shohei.
Which leads us to number 5, Rory McIlroy's Masters victory. As a noted Rory McIlroy hater, I cannot deny how crazy, how big of a moment that was in not just the golfing world, in the sports world. The guy has been fighting demons for over a decade, trying to get not just the green jacket, just another major win, and seeing him finally break through. There was even a moment where I was like, okay, all right, credit where credit's due. I am not crazy about him personality-wise. I think that as hyped as he has been throughout his whole career to win those four majors and then not be able to do it again forever, probably not fair, but I don't care. I'm not the biggest Rory McIlroy fan, but I will even admit that was one of the best moments of the sports year of 2025.
I liked Rory a lot when I had the video game, once he took over for Tiger, you know, at that point. But I know for a long time he kind of went to a bit of a lull, but he was able to complete the Grand Slam. So that was a pretty big moment for Rory.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge. And I was golfing while watching it on a Sunday. I was up at Mount Hood Oregon Resort, and so I had it on my phone and I had the volume up. And so whenever I had the roars of the crowd for Rory, it kind of felt like they were cheering for me a little bit. It was great.
Joe.
Until I shanked my ball into the woods.
Yeah, that's not what they wanted to see. It's not what the folks want to see. Bro.
And then they were cheering for that for some reason. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell? I thought you were on my side. Number 4, the Sharon Moore Michigan scandal. I know it was recent, but all of that happening in hours of, oh yeah, Sharon Moore has been fired. Oh yeah. My naive little mind is sitting out there talking to Dusty. I'm like, yeah, you know, they want to unlock Bryce Underwood. I understand. Maybe they just feel like they need to pull the plug now. And then an hour later, it's like, oh no, it was because of an inappropriate relationship with the staff. I'm like, oh yeah, that's not good. another hour goes by. Yeah, he's arrested. Another hour goes by.
What?
Turns out he actually broke into this staffer's home, threatened to kill her, threatened to kill himself. I was like, dude, what the hell is going
on? And weirder and weirder.
Yes.
As time went on.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere. Like, just absolutely insane story. Number three, Damian Lillard announces his return to the Portland Trailblazers.
That was huge.
While we will not see him play for a few more months, at least until October of this year, well, next year, 2026, technically, the news of him coming to Portland, I think it shocked a lot of us. I didn't think it was ever going to happen. I thought it was like talked about, like, oh, yeah, that'd be nice, whatever. But when it happened, it was one of those, where were you when the earth stood still moment and Damian Lillard, and that you got the notification on your phone.
Came on back home, huh? Couldn't stand it away from us. I get it.
Number two on the list?
John Cena.
Not John Cena, no. Damn it. Get out of here. Number two, Luka Doncic trade and the Mavericks getting the number one overall pick. I'm lumping
it
all together.
That's the number one story for me.
That's the number one story for you?
That was the biggest story in sports last year.
Again, another moment of being like, where were you? I would say the biggest moment in sports of the year, yes. It happened, I believe, February 1st or January 31st. I was out on my birthday dinner with my girlfriend getting a nice meal, and that notification popped up, and that we were done talking about my birthday and the dinner at that point.
I think we got to break that on the show.
I think it was the next day.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. Yeah, because I think it happened on a Friday night.
Yeah.
But, hey, in the Pacific Northwest, I don't think there was a bigger story this year than the Chauncey Billups getting arrested by the FBI literally a day after the Blazers opened their season. You want to talk about getting that notification on your phone and having not just a double take.
I thought
take,
it was going to be a DUI.
A triple take, but a quadruple take. And then the details pouring out over that. You get the Terry Rozier stuff on top of it. Who was the other player, coach? Was it the Cavs assistant coach?
Damon Jones.
Damon Jones, thank you. Him being part. That one, I mean, like, we have never seen that in sports. With a coach just starting his season, like, maybe getting in trouble, you know, but getting arrested by the FBI because of being involved with, like, gambling and poker games with the mob and the mafia.
I thought it was going to be a DUI thing or something like that. That's why he was arrested. Never would have thought it was for, like, gambling.
Dude, that was another moment. Where were you when that happened? It put a whole halt to this city. And we did some numbers on the YouTube stream that day, on 105.1 The Fan's YouTube stream.
Yeah.
We put up some numbers that day. Put up some numbers that day. So number five, Rory wins the Masters. Number four, the Sharon Moore scandal. Number three, Damian Lillard returns to Portland. Number two, Luka Doncic trade and the Mavericks getting the number one overall pick. What a coincidence. And Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI one day after the Blazers open their 2025-2026 campaign. There's a list. I'll post it. I'll post it to my Twitter page. I'll retweet it on 105.1 just so you know, you can see the full list. And yeah, I felt like that's a pretty solid list.
You know, a couple things I would have changed. You know, John Cena would have been on there.
Sorry, I don't see John Cena.
No, you see him. You see him.
All right, let's get to hour number four. Speaking of those Blazers, let's talk a little bit about them before we have Eric Gunderson on for the ticker at 9:15. We've got Statter Story at 9:30. And then wrap up things before sending you in to the Big 2-6. We do that next. Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday Edition, Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.